Philippians 4, verse 12 and verse 13. I know how to abase and I know how to abound in everything and every, listen to this, in every way and in everything, I have learned both to be full and to be hungry, both to abound and to suffer need. Verse 13, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. And what I'm talking about this morning, this is a very familiar passage of scripture, especially Philippians 4 and verse 13. But I'm talking about a winning attitude. I am still talking about winning. And I'm talking about having a personality of a winner, or having the attitude of a winner is what I'm talking about this morning. So having the attitude of a winner, it's a winning attitude that we want to cultivate, that we want to build. Not that you're victorious today and then you're in the dumps tomorrow. We're cultivating a winning attitude, regardless of whether you're abasing or you're abounding. We're cultivating a winning attitude. So what is an attitude? Let me give you the definition of an attitude. An attitude is a subtle way of thinking or feeling about someone or something, typically one that is reflected in a person's behavior. I'm going to read that again. An attitude is a subtle way of thinking or feeling about someone or something, typically one that is reflected in a person's behavior. So when you have a winning attitude, it is a set way or a subtle way that you're thinking and you're feeling. So when the climate changes, your thinking doesn't change. When you know situations change, your feelings don't change. Now, if your feelings are changing with the different events going on in life, then it's not settled yet. So what we have to do and continuously do, what we want to do is we want to settle that winning attitude. So the attitude is a set way of thinking or feeling about someone or something, typically one that is reflected in a person's behavior. So we have this particular definition. So if I'm a winner, it's going to be reflected in my behavior. My behavior is going to tell you that I'm a winner. Because the way I think and the way I feel, if it's settled, you're going to see it in my behavior. So what we want to do is we want to build you to the place to where this winning attitude is not pushed to and fro by all the different things that are happening in your day. Regardless of what's happening in your day, when you get this attitude of winning, it's a settled way of thinking. You can't change my way of thinking by giving me bad news. You can't change the way I feel by giving me news that's not favorable. Because I am settled in this attitude of being a winner. My behavior will reflect that. So based on the behavior of an individual, and I'm not talking about being in denial. I am never in denial. I can never win a battle if I'm in denial. If I'm in denial that I'm in a battle, I am in a battle, but I am a winner. I take full responsibility of the moment that I'm in, but I am a winner in that moment. I am convinced. It is subtle in my thinking. It is subtle in the way I feel. My feel has to do with my emotions. My emotions are not going to reflect something other than what has been settled on the inside of me. I'm not saying I won't cry. I'm not saying that I won't express any type of emotions. But once that attitude comes, and some people, because you carry it, some people think it's arrogancy. That is not arrogancy. It's an attitude. It's an attitude that has been developed over a period of time, and people who have decided that this is the best place to settle myself in, and this is the healthiest way to think. Thinking like a winner is very healthy. It is. There's nothing unhealthy about thinking like a winner. When you're thinking like a winner, have the attitude of a winner, you process differently, which also is going to bring certain behaviors out of you. So your posture, your stance, your approach, all of that begins to be impacted when you take on the attitude of a winner. So when you take on that attitude of a winner, and that's what we're talking about, the attitude of a winner, which is a settled way of thinking and feeling about someone or something, typically one that is reflected in a person's behavior. So people see me a lot. My staff sees me more than the congregation sees me. So the congregation really never sees me, I wouldn't say in the dump, but they never see me in a low place. It's not that I don't have things going on, is that regardless of whether I'm on the mountaintop or in the valley, I've already trained myself to think and feel like a winner, and that's the attitude that I have. Now, was I born like that? No. Have I worked on that for years? Yes. If you work on it, it'll start to come out in your behavior. I just keep showing up. All of me. All of me. I just keep showing up. Spirit, soul, and body. Every component of my being keeps showing up, because in order to be a winner, you have to show up. Every part of you has to show up. You can't show up in physical body, but your heart's somewhere else. You can't show up in physical body, have your heart in it, but your mind is somewhere else. In order to maintain this winner's attitude, every component of your being has to be in the same place at the same time in order to maintain this. I will not allow anything in life to shred the three components of who I am. I'm spirit, soul, and body. I will not allow anything to shred those. The day I lose my body is the day I go home to be with the Lord. So I don't need these other components. My spirit goes with me. So, but right now, while I'm in this earth, and I'm in this earth to win, I am going to keep my spirit, soul, and body synchronized, which means I'm going to have an attitude of winning. If my mind starts to drift, I have the ability to discipline my mind and say, no. I will not allow you to deviate into another area other than that which is set for a winner. I can also take authority over my body and tell my body, no, this is Tuesday morning. You don't get the privilege of dropping out on a Tuesday morning in an I Am the One segment. You don't get that privilege. So my body comes into complete alignment, especially because my spirit rules. I have this innate thing in my spirit that tells me, regardless, and it's been telling me for a while, even when I didn't see things the way I wanted, it still told me, you're a winner. Stephen, you are a winner. You are a winner. So my attitude lined up with what I was hearing, and when my attitude lined up with what I was hearing, then my behavior came into compliance. Yet these are the things that will happen to you. These are the things that are supposed to happen to you. Now let's deal with this scripture just a little bit more. Let's drop down in verse 13, Philippians 4 and verse 13. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Now you might as well forget it. Once I'm in Christ now. I'm in Christ. Christ has saved me, given me eternal salvation. So that settles that. So I can, it doesn't say I can't. I can do all things through Christ. So you have given me a route of victory in my life, and you have given me what it takes to be a winner. I just had to get my attitude right. I had to get my attitude in compliance with what the Word of God has said to me. So when I read that, it's talking to me. When I read it to you, it was talking to you. So therefore, when you read that, it helps to maneuver your attitude towards being able to do all things through Christ, who gives you the strength and who gives you the ability. He has given you the strength. He has given you the ability. Now you just need the right attitude about it. That's all you have to have. Now you got to have the right attitude. It's a done deal. It's not about to happen. It's already happened. Now you're bringing your attitude and your behavior into alignment with a winner. Nothing in your through. We should not be able to look through the windows, which is your eyes, the windows to your soul, and see anything other than a winner. The eyes are the window to the soul. We should see a winner when we look in your eyes, because that is the seat, that's where the seat of your emotions are and your behavior. And this is what I done, and I'll share this. This is just personal, but I'll share this with you. Years and years ago, I used to watch Pastor Creflo Dollar a lot, years and years ago, and I heard him say, "I stopped walking slumped over." I'll never forget the moment. It's branded in my thinking, and the image that I want. And he started to strut across the platform like a winner. I never forgot that. From that day, I made up in my mind, I will never walk like a loser. I will never walk like I'm defeated. I will straighten up my back. People think I've been in the military. No, I just captured what Dr. Creflo Dollar said that day, and I decided I will never walk around like I am depleted of resources. I will never walk around like I'm depleted of joy. I will never walk around like I don't have a solution. I will never walk around like somebody just beat me down. I don't care if they just ravish me when I walk out. I'm gonna walk out like, hey, there's another round coming. I'm gonna walk out like this is not, it's not over right now. I'm gonna walk out like, hey, you better watch out, because if you thought it was over with me, you were wrong, because my attitude is that I got another round coming. I have another opportunity coming. And if I have another round and I have another opportunity, it's not gonna turn out the way it did the first time. That's my thinking. That's my thinking. So don't ever think that I'm going to posture myself or condition myself or let my posture and my behavior be anything other than what my attitude is. I am not, I may be behind, but I am not a loser. I am a winner. Things may not be the way I want them to be, but they're going to be, because I am not going to stop until I see what the Lord said. Not going to stop. I'm not going to stop. No, I don't give up easily, and I don't change my posture easily, and I'm not going to change, man. And this has been years, because this is before I started pastoring that I heard that, and I've been pastoring 26 years. So this is for, so I started to change what people were seeing. And you can change what people see when you change what you see. What do you see? I no longer saw myself as defeated. I saw myself as victorious. I saw myself as a winner, and everything came into compliance. And it takes time, but you have to put forth the effort. So I was bringing everything into alignment. I'm a winner. I'm a winner. I'm a winner. I'm a winner. Sometimes people didn't know what I was saying. They thought I was speaking in tongues. I wasn't speaking in tongues. I said, "I'm a winner. I'm a winner. I'm a winner, in spite of what's going on. I'm a winner. I'm a winner. I'm a winner." I kept telling myself, "I'm a winner." Your voice is stronger than any voice that you will ever hear. I'm a winner. I'm a winner. In spite of what's happening, I'm a winner. In spite of what happened to me, I'm a winner. I have comeback in me. I'm a winner. I have an attitude of a winner. My posture doesn't change because of my present situation, because I am a winner. Now I have the attitude of a winner. I look like a winner. This is how simple it is, people. I'm going to get ready to pray in just a minute. People, when they see myself and Lady Davis, They think we have more money than what we have. That's something right there. Now, I'm not saying we're broke, but we look like what our attitude and our posture is. Yeah, listen, you're a winner. Don't look broke again. I'm not telling you to go buy clothing. I'm talking about in your persona, the way you carry yourself. Let me help you, those of you who may be struggling in your body physically. I gotta pray in just a minute. Struggling in your body physically. Automatically, you think sick people are supposed to walk bowed over. Use your strength to straighten up your back and walk like you're whole as much as you can and as long as you can. That may take so much energy, but if you take 60 seconds to straighten up your back and take a couple of steps, I believe it's going to change something on the inside of you. Because, see, when you have this attitude, and I'm not talking about an arrogant attitude, that's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about an attitude of knowing that you can do all things through Christ who gives you the strength. I know it. I know it. I'm not questioning. I'm not indecisive on it. I'm not trying. I'm convinced of that. When you become convinced of it, you begin to attract certain things. You begin to attract victory. You begin to attract those things to you. You're a winner. You have the attitude of a winner. I didn't come into this room to lose. I didn't get on this team to lose. I didn't join this church to lose. I didn't get on this I Am the One segment to lose. I got on because I heard that it would be reinforced that I am the one and I am a winner. So every single Tuesday and every time you hear me speak, I'm reinforcing the fact that you are a winner so that your attitude will come into compliance with what God is saying about you in the Word of God. And no one can ever take that from me. See, or from you. Now, they want you to look like you going through. Well, no. I look like what the word says about me. That's what I look like. So now that I'm looking that way, now that my behavior is in compliance with the truth about me, because the truth of it is my low place is not my ending place. My low place is my learning place. I'm coming out of this. I'm coming through this. That's how winners think. I'm coming through this. Well, I know what you know. I'm coming through this. Well, you just told me I'm coming through this. Because yesterday I had not heard what I'm hearing today. Now that I've heard what I'm hearing today, now I change my attitude about it. I take on the set way of thinking and feeling about something or someone, typically one that is reflected in a person's behavior. Everything about my behavior, everything about your behavior, let it speak to the winner that's on the inside of you. Just take a look in the mirror. We have these mirrors in the house, you can see from head to toe. It's a pretty good sized mirror. We usually look at it when we just before we leave out going, especially going to church. And look at yourself and take enough energy to posture yourself like a winner. And then say, this is what a winner looks like. I challenge you. I want to challenge you before I start praying. Posture yourself, because you're always taking selfies anyway. Those of you who are taking selfies, posture yourself. Imagine what a winner looks like and take a selfie and make it your screensaver. See what happens. See what happens. Because that's what happens. You start walking, you start strutting, you start standing, you start speaking like a winner. I gotta pray, y'all. It's about 7 minutes left. Father, we bless you. We honor you. We thank you for the winners who are on this morning. We thank you for what they represent. They can do all things through Christ who gives them the strength, who gives them the ability. Father, I thank you for the attitude that they're taking on right now. Attitude of faith, an attitude of believing, an attitude of victory, an attitude, God, of an overcomer, an attitude that says it's not over, an attitude that says, God, no matter what happened to me, it did not change my behavior. I am still a person of faith. I'm still a person that trusts God. I'm still a person who believes in God. I'm still a person that operates in the fullness of what God has said to me. I am a winner. I decree and declare as I pray right now over these who are gathered early this morning, God, that you would do something very unique in their lives as they follow out, even God, the things that I've said to them, as they stand in front of mirrors and posture themselves in their behavior as a winner, God. What a winner looks like. A winner is triumphant. Not when they're down, they're triumphant from the beginning to the ending. Father, we thank you for all that you're doing, all that you're going to do, and all that you have reinforced. God, these words that I'm sharing could not come across as effectively if you were not in it. If you did not say it, God, it would not be impactful in the lives of the people. But if you said it, and I know you did, it will impact the lives of these people, and they will begin to walk in the attitude of a winner, the attitude of a winner, regardless of what's happening, regardless of what's happened in the past. Father, the attitude of a winner is not going to quit. The attitude of a winner knows there's a better day. The attitude of a winner, God, keeps coming back and keeps showing up and keeps persevering and keeps pressing in. The attitude of a winner. Father, we thank you for that attitude that you've given us. We thank you for the swag you've given us in order for us to walk through the day. They'll see us when they see us, God. They'll see us on a greater level because what our posture says today is speaking to our successful tomorrow. We thank you, we bless you, we honor you for all that you continually do, and you will continue to reinforce, change our posture. We may be walking and bowed over from past generations, but we decree and declare today that we change our attitude, we change our posture, we straighten up our backs. God, we begin to walk like what we are. We're royalty, God. We're those that you have selected, God, in this world in order to demonstrate who we are. And our posture is the greatest testimony of your goodness for us, God. And we take on that attitude. We're not orphans. We're not without. We're not castaways. We're not rejects. What we are, we're the chosen people of God, and we take on those royal rights, we take on that posture, and we begin to walk like that which you have called us into. We refuse to take on an attitude of anything different than what your word has said, anything that was decreed and declared over our lives, God, to move us into that place to where we now encompass all that we are. We will not dwell on our mistakes. We will not dwell on the mistakes of yesterday. We will not dwell on the mistakes of last year, and allow it to change our posture, change our behavior. God, we've overcome. We will continue to overcome. We are overcomers. You said it in your word. We believe it. We receive it. We walk in it. We have the authority. We have the power. We have the posture. We have the attitude. We are winners. And this attitude that's being projected this morning, afternoon, evening, whenever they're watching right now, this attitude that's being projected, God, let it be a part of the fiber of their being. There's nothing wrong with having the confidence as a winner. There's nothing wrong with having the attitude of a winner because they always win. And Father, I thank you for the ability to always win. Father, take the slump out of our walk. God, take the bowing out of our back. God, stand us up straight this morning to where we understand that we're called by the name of the Lord and we're sent to represent the God of all creation. And we thank you and we bless you right now. The good things are happening for those who have the right attitude. I expect something good to happen. In spite of anything else, I still expect something good to happen for me. I expect something good to happen for your people right now. Oh God, we thank you, we bless you, we honor you this morning. All the winners who are on. Father, let there be tens of thousands of winners that gather together. Tens of thousands of winners that gather together. Let this I Am the One become such a movement of winners. God, let them be recognized like never before. God, we thank you for what you've done for Coco. We thank you for her being recognized in Birmingham as a business owner, God. But let it be contagious to every single person. let there be a write-up on every single person. What you would do for Coco, you would do for all of us, God. And we thank you for it, because she's taken on the posture. She's taken on the attitude of a winner. And we refuse to be left out and denied. We take it on. We walk in it. We celebrate it. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Woo! I clap for all the winners this morning. Hallelujah. All of you. Yes, you're a bunch of winners, and all you gotta do is listen. We're gonna get your posture right. We're gonna get your attitude and your behavior right, in compliance with what you really are. I want you to get yourself ready. If you have not registered, register for the Shift Conference. We're fired up and ready to go. We received some information over the weekend. But when we come in that Shift Conference, and when we start to maneuver through each session, I believe it's going to ignite something in us to where we're going to change our regions. We're going to change our households. We're going to change our workplace. We're going to change everything. You want to know why? Because we're winners. I believe today that you will become so contagious. You got to become more contagious than COVID. Your winning attitude is more contagious than COVID. So we want to continue to celebrate today. Celebrate Sister Valencia Williams. That's Community Bishop James Williams' wife. We want to continue to celebrate her. There are many, many others who are celebrating birthdays and achievements. So I want y'all to help to continue to celebrate them, because it's a sign that this thing is contagious. This I Am the One segment is really pushing people into their God-ordained place. And now they have the attitude of a winner, and nothing can stop them. So have a wonderful day. Make sure you are registered. Make sure you get ready for the Shift Conference. It's coming soon. It's coming soon. So don't miss it. All of our vendors, get ready. You're going to be able to set up as well at the Shift Conference. So go ahead and get your stuff together. I believe y'all had a great time on this past Sunday. I Am the One service. I did. I had a ball. So get yourselves ready. Don't miss anything. This is a great moment. Keep the right attitude and watch God show up in an amazing way in your life. God bless you. Have a wonderful day. On behalf of myself and Lady Davis, we love you, and we'll see you again soon. Many of you tomorrow night. Go ahead and do what you do. You're only winners on this call. God bless you. Have a great day.
Hey, if you're ever in the Birmingham area, we'd love to see you. Stop by, because everyone is welcome at Refresh Family Church. It's full of friendly people, a warm atmosphere, and a powerful word. Our service times are Sundays at 9 a.m. or our empowerment service on Wednesdays at 7 p.m. We're located at 117 12th Court Northwest in Birmingham, Alabama. We'll see you soon at Refresh. Want to find out more about Apostle Stephen A. Davis? Well, log on, because StephenADavis.org is now live. That's right, log on to StephenADavis.org now, and you can find out all about him, watch live broadcasts, and get all the information you need at StephenADavis.org. Available on all platforms. Log on today. Refresh Family Church. As we worship together, remember our five goals: serving the needs of families, reaching the lost, equipping the saints, reaching the nations, and transferring to generations. At Refresh Family Church, we're more than just a church. We're a nation. To find out more, log on to StephenADavis.org. We'll see you next time.